This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Era airplanes collided at a mid-air show in Dallas, killing six people. Horrified all the people on the ground, thousands watching it happen. Now it's up to the National Safety Transportation Board to figure out what did cause a B-17 and a King Cobra, historic airplanes, to crash at this show honoring veterans. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, a snapshot of what people are talking about across America, because it's so sad to hear that story, especially when they were honoring veterans and people were there for the history. And you see those videos posted online, and you see it, just a fast, incredibly agile airplane slamming into a big, longer plane as people are horrified trying to figure out how this happened, and they're watching it unfold as they were telling their young children to look up in the air and see the incredible planes above them. Luckily, nobody on the ground, that's the good thing, nobody on the ground was killed, but it is heartbreaking to see the debris from these two planes and knowing that six people died as a result of this show for this commemorative moment, too, of this commemorative Air Force. And there are only a handful even of these planes that you can operate. There were about 15 planes in all, by the way, that took part in that event on Saturday. And then this is sadly what happens. And of course, this is the thing that people took away. They couldn't believe what they were seeing that was unfolding right before their very eyes. Some Republicans are thinking the same thing. They can't believe what unfolded with the Senate battles, because now the Senate has gone the way of the Democrats officially. They pick up Mark Kelly's seat again in Arizona, but Nevada checked in late with the win for the Democratic incumbent. So they tipped the scales, even with the runoff happening in Georgia, which is important. It's either Raphael Warnock, who's the Democrat, or Herschel Walker, the Republican candidate. You still have the tie-breaking vote in Kamala Harris. So without question, it went the way of the Democrats. The House looks like the Republicans will absolutely, they've got control of the House. I would be stunned if that flipped in a different direction. I mean, still unofficial to call it that, but let's call it unofficially, it's the balance of power to the Republicans. And now there's all these outstanding votes that are still being counted. And there's some decisions that have to be made in a couple of different areas across the United States. It's a big week because the ex-president is going to announce, or expected to announce anyway, his 2024 campaign on Tuesday at his home in Mar-a-Lago, although a lot of advisors were hoping he would back off and wait to make the announcement. He's not going to wait, apparently. He's gonna make the announcement, because the thought was the midterm elections would, especially for the candidates that he went and stumped for, a lot of them would win, and he would ride in on some of that. But there were poor performances by many of the Trump-endorsed candidates, and it's a reminder that this isn't 2016, and Republicans and our system and how it is, there are going to be some decisions that have to be made. You have Ron DeSantis, who is popular in Florida, and people know his name elsewhere, and he's got the perfect time to run in his career, where he just crushed his Democratic opponent. It wasn't even close. Insane, the landslide victory for him. And many people are talking about him as the better candidate to run for the Republicans. But first things first, how many people will endorse Trump? How much support will he get when you stack up a couple of other Republicans against him in the primary, whoever decides they're going to run, obviously? And that's why when you have your windows of opportunity, you take your windows of opportunity. So President Trump has not been shy about it. He's hinted about it, and now it's just going to be official on Tuesday, and we'll be seeing, I think, a lot more of him in travels across the country and at different political events. So while the Republicans are inching closer to the 218 seats that delivers the House majority, and then there's still some of these challenges that are not yet determined, but I think they get that. And then you've got the states, Georgia, the state Senate contest now, December 6th, the runoff. And there it would just broaden the Democratic Party's majority in the chamber. You still, again, have votes being counted. And that's the other problematic thing. So if one state is doing it smoother, or they figured out a way to be able to count votes that are delivered at the last second, don't you think they should share that with another state? I mean, somehow in Florida they were able to do it. So what's going on with Arizona? And I feel so badly for the election workers in Arizona that are working crazy shifts and doing counting, and doing what they have to do, and also taking some flack, some heat. It's the system, man. It's the system that's in place. But whatever that system is, there's got to be a way to do a reversal of it, to haul it over, if you will, and figure out ways to plug that in a faster way, figuring out ways to get those votes counted so that it's not dragging out days and days and days and days and days after the election has, you know, wrapped up. So we did learn some things from what this whole past week has been, and throughout this week we'll mention some of those and look at the tea leaves, if you will, and try to figure out what needs to happen as we move forward. And speaking of moving forward, worth mentioning here, when we think that COVID is in our rearview mirror, hardly. How about this cruise ship with 800 COVID-positive passengers docking in Sydney? They were hit with this wave of infections. It's a boat that you sometimes see advertised, the Majestic Princess cruise, halfway through a 12-day sail when an outbreak of cases happened. So Carnival Australia's president told reporters in a media briefing over the weekend, look, we got 4,600 passengers and crew on board. The mass testing, 3,300 passengers, 800 tested positive for COVID-19, and so did a small number of the crew. So we're looking at a 5-day isolation period, and people who tested negative were allowed to leave the ship. Yikes. Fair or foul? Coming up.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. times. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Jeremy Paulson, technical maestro for this show, joins us for this edition of Fair or Foul.
Signal fair after the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Fake on a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
All right, so here's a big one for you. Crypto, fair or foul? Do you think it will ever be full-on a monetary system that we can rely on?
I don't think so, but I don't know. Maybe in 10 years, 20 years?
Full 20
on
years.
Just all digital currency? I don't know.
Do you like the idea of digital currency?
No.
Bingo, so it's a foul. What I just asked you there is what I think. I don't like the idea of it. I think, hey, I'm all for innovation. But now you see these crashes and the things that happen. And then you've got taxes. People are going to have to deal with taxes. So now you're kind of screwed up with that,
hackers.
Right? You make right, hackers, taxes. The IRS is going to be aggressive about taxing you, like I mentioned. So, wow. You think you were going to make that... Because this is what happens, right? You're not there on the first wave where somebody knows somebody and they say, hey, you should get in this. And then you get out real fast and you've made this money. So now you've got, you've got inflation. You've got all these other things we're dealing with. And people constantly talk about the dollar and what's backing it and all that. But I always point to this conversation I had with Steve Forbes where he said he's all for blockchain and all that. He said, but forget it. It's too rich. No way. Crypto, uh-uh. And so I don't think it ever becomes viable. And then here's the other thing, Jeremy. You and I both know this, is it takes up too much space. Because people who are complaining about, oh, it's great because, you know, now you don't have to deal with what's backing dollars and all that printing. You just have to deal with farms of computers,
yeah,
and it burns up electricity. Are you kidding? It's so easy to hack into.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, we're both foul on that. Foul.
I don't know. I feel like it's hard to get rid of the dollar just because there's so much out there.
Yes.
Like, that's the easiest way to picture it. There's abundance of it in circulation.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know.
Have you ever visited a mint? Have you ever gone to a mint, one of our mints in the U.S., and seen what it's like? Or, since I grew up in Philly, there's a mint in Philly, and they have tours, and you go, and it's so crazy for everybody listening. It's just like paper. That's all you're seeing. It's just paper being printed, and it makes you think that it's so. That's our system, though. That's our currency for sure. So do you take that currency and buy a frozen pizza, fair or foul? Would you ever buy a frozen pizza and say, you know what, this is acceptable. I can eat a frozen pizza for dinner if I have to.
I eat frozen pizza.
So it's fair. Right? Fair, then.
Yeah, fair.
As long as it's good, as long as it tastes good.
He doesn't
good.
Like pizza.
Well, I think there's bad pizza, though. I think you can get frozen pizza that you might as well be eating cardboard.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Like, I'm not a big fan of those, Tostino ones that are, like, super thin.
No, they're not good.
But those, the new Wicked ones, ooh, those are good.
Ooh, and when you find a good brand.
Lots of matzo, ooh, those are good.
Yeah, I've heard that. And then for people who live near Publix markets, they make a good pizza, and it's a good frozen pizza. So it's a question of finding the right one so it doesn't taste like cardboard, and then it's acceptable.
Is it fair or foul selling frozen pizza? You know, like if you're a restaurant and you're selling frozen pizza.
I'm going to say foul on that one, right? You know what's interesting about pizza is you can, because we just gave the example, frozen pizza is cheap. It's not going to cost you a lot in the store, even with inflation and everything being jacked up. But you can go to restaurants where you can pay a fortune for pizza because they have gourmet pizza now.
Exactly.
So, what I mean, what is it? You could go on a date or go out with your significant other, and you could spend, who knows, $50-$60, and you're eating pizza and a salad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. It's about being good, though. If it's good, it has to be good. Whatever you're paying for it, it has to be good. We'll stick on the food thing for a second, because I thought about this the other day, knowing, you know, we always do fair or foul. Whipped cream on milkshakes. When you go to, like, Chick-fil-A, they put whipped cream on the milkshake. Are you sans whipped cream, or you like it?
This is a great one, because I always get this at work. I would get a mocha, and I always put whipped cream on it, and I'm like, no whipped cream.
No whipped cream.
I hate whipped cream on shakes and on stuff. It's like, it takes up room. Like, I just know I want the shake. I want the drink. I want the whipped cream.
Yeah, me too. But whipped cream is a thing. I mean, you have to. So Chick-fil-A is a good example because they're going to put it on unless you say no.
The only thing whipped cream is good on. It's called pies.
Yeah, right? That's what I say.
That's what it's there for, pies.
Yes, you get the pies and put the whipped cream on that, and it tastes good. You're right. But I agree, not on the shakes, but that's a big thing. And coffees and lattes and, oh, my gosh, putting the whipped cream on that, that's common, but ugh. Yeah, not my thing either. All right, this is a good one. Sunglasses at night. I noticed when I was out the other day, it's like, what is this guy thing with sunglasses? Like, I wear my sunglasses at night, so I'm too cool for school. I don't know. I think it's, there's no glare. What is the sunglasses at night thing? Fair or foul?
I agree. It's foul. It's just a fashion statement. That's all they're doing. They're trying to be unique, you know. There is no point to it.
There is no point. Although, if you're playing poker and you wear sunglasses, that could be good because you can hide your poker face.
Yeah, I could see that.
I wonder if they make you take them off.
No. There's people that wear, like, full hoods and then just put their hood, you barely can see them.
Yeah, the technique of...
Yeah, headphones in, so they're not even listening
to
you.
Yeah. I've seen that, because that's the whole idea. What can you do to disguise your look so they can't read your face?
Exactly. You're just playing. Not paying attention, just playing.
Yeah, exactly.
I was the opposite. I talk. I'm a bully when it comes to poker. My friend said... my friend says I play like Phil Hellmuth. You know who he is.
I do know who he is.
He's just a talker and he's a bully.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm constantly bluffing to get your chips in the pot.
I used to watch, it was like all those, like Annie Duke and Phil and all these names in poker used to be on a thing called, I think it was like Celebrity Poker or something, but it wasn't cheeseball-y. It was they played, and then there'd be celebrities that were good at playing poker, and it was fun to watch how that unfolded. And so I saw him a lot on that. He's a great poker player, definitely. It's hard to read.
I wasn't too shabby.
Nice. I used to play.
Get back into it.
Did you play Texas Hold'em?
Yeah,
that's what I played.
All I played.
Yeah, that's all I played too. Definitely. Cranberries, fair or foul. You know how it comes out of the can? They flop it on the table for Thanksgiving. There's even a commercial now making fun of it. Do you like cranberries?
No, I'm not the biggest cranberry fan.
Me either.
Too tart.
Either. No, too tart for me. That's what it is. It's too tart for me. But a lot of people like it. They put it on the turkey, and it's my husband's like that. He's like, don't forget the cranberries.
I get it. I mean, it's definitely a Thanksgiving thing. You put it on the stuffing. You put it in the, you know. I get it.
Yeah, I get it, too. Train trip, fair or foul? Would you, you know, when you go on, take a trip, people think of flying or you drive, but Amtrak has a lot of availability. They have trips that you can take, or there's other trains you can take. Have you ever thought about doing a train trip? Was that on your radar at all?
I actually have. I want to do one. It's like probably a bucket list thing. Like, but I want to do a, like, old school train, you know, that has like the little... You know, little
cars.
Room. Like you get your room.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah. You stay in the room. Yeah, yeah, you've got a room, an overnight room.
Yeah, an overnight room.
Yeah, I don't think they call it that, but I know
you're... antique train.
Oh, that would be fun. Cool. Ooh, there. It's not an overnight train, but the Durango Silverton in Colorado is a great fun trip to ride for anyone listening to us. But I think a train trip would be fun to take, right? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, another good one, fair or foul. Jeremy Paulson, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Democrats held on to control of the U.S. Senate, handing a major victory to President Joe Biden and extinguishing hopes of the red wave that Republicans had expected leading into the midterm elections. Biden, who struggled with low approval ratings ahead of Tuesday's elections, said the late Saturday outcome made him look forward to the remainder of his term in office. Utility companies in Kherson were working to restore critical infrastructure damaged and mined by fleeing Russian forces, with most homes in the southern Ukrainian city still without electricity and water, regional officials said on Sunday. The governor of Kherson said the authorities had decided to maintain a curfew from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. and ban people from leaving or entering the city as a security measure. Six people were killed and 53 others were wounded on Sunday when an explosion rocked a busy pedestrian street in central Istanbul in what President Erdogan called a bomb attack that smells like terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Introduce you to Terrence McCarthy. His story is one that I think will, it's fascinating, but it will also maybe surprise people who didn't know what happened. The real story, Cambodia and South Vietnam, 1953 to 1970. He was a U.S. Army intelligence officer, Major Terrence McCarthy. He was assigned to U.S. Military Assistance Command, Vietnam, in August of 1968. And it's fascinating what he chose to do when he picked the out-country section in the Intelligence Production Division. And that's where we start. Terrence, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
So tell us about making that choice and your road to Vietnam.
Well, it was one of those things that I recently became an intelligence officer and went to got some schooling. And then I also, my first assignment, I was assigned to the School of the Americas down in the Panama Canal Zone. And I taught for 2 years individual soldiers from 17 different countries. And it was all in Spanish. And before that, I never spoke a word of Spanish. So that was a real challenge. And then from there, I was selected to go to Vietnam. And I went to Biggs Air Force Base in Texas. And I spent 16 weeks learning to pick up phrases and use the Vietnamese language, which that was a real challenge as well.
Tell us why you wrote the book, because you really inform us of so much we weren't aware of.
Yes. Well, number one, we were operating in the most frustration of environments you could possibly be, because in the southern South Vietnam area, the Vietnamese communists had all these base areas, and they used those to assault our forces that were located in that sector of the theater. And the problem was that the administration had established a restricted policy where we were not allowed to go into the Cambodian base areas and begin tactical initiatives. So the Vietnamese communists were very wise to this, and so they would come across the border and assault our good old U.S. soldiers in quite a few of the areas around those particular base areas. And then once they did their damage and inflicted a lot of casualties, they ran back across the border, and we were absolutely powerless to do anything about it. So it was very frustrating. And General Creighton Abrams, who was the commanding general of MACV, threw up his arms, and he says, "You know, I don't know what to do about this." And so I was very fortunate to have a wonderful staff supporting me, and I set about to try to get some real wonderful intelligence on the Cambodian relationship with the Vietnamese communists. And in doing that, in 40 days, I was able to establish a very wonderful, no hands holding, complete proof positive that the Cambodians had made an agreement with the Chinese communists to help bring supplies in for the Vietnamese communist. And that was because we had a tricky leader in Cambodia by the name of Norodom Sihanouk, and he was very sly and did an awful lot of propagandizing about how they were being mauled and put off by the U.S. forces, so that he tried to make us the number one enemy. And so what I did, once I got into the intelligence mold, I had to establish contacts, because we didn't really have any contacts throughout the southern theater there that were providing any meaningful intelligence as to how the Vietnamese communists were getting their arms and ammunition supplies, because we had established an operation called Market Time that shut down all of the Republic of Vietnam coastal areas, so they couldn't bring anything in there. The Ho Chi Minh Trail, which was over inflated as to what they were doing there, it came down from North Vietnam into the border area of northern South Vietnam, and they at that point were constricted as to how they could move supplies. The eastern Cambodian provinces were pretty fluid, and so I had to help set up a couple of camps along the Ratanakere, Mondulkiri province, and with some Molten Yards and the 5th Special Forces, and they were able to provide a airtight surveillance as to what was moving into the Cambodian area from North Vietnam. And what we were able to prove positively was that there were no roads in that part of eastern Cambodia, so there is no way they could truck any supplies in. And so that pretty much restricted the flow of the arms and ammunition, and so that we had to I had to establish contacts with I had my own Jeep, and I'd go from the Tan Son Nhut Airport down into downtown Saigon to the embassy, and I would talk to the embassy people about what they knew, and which was not very much, and where I really struck gold was making contacts with the CIA chief of the element that they have there at the embassy, and they had a very good working supply of agents that were gaining and gleaning information from what was going on with the Cambodians and then Chinese communists. And I also would touch base with the Naval Forces of Vietnam, and they're the people that were instrumental in establishing what we called the market time operation, which reinforced the ability for the North Vietnamese to bring anything in across the coast. And then I also spent time a couple times a week talking to the Australian attachés in Phnom Penh, and they gave me all sorts of information about Tricky Sihanouk.
And what he was doing. Yes, and that's, and so much of your book, you talk about this, and we only have a couple minutes left, and you do this in detail, and it's wonderful. The Real Story of Cambodia and South Vietnam, 1953-1970, and get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Terrence MacArthur, and you tell the story about Westmoreland getting you an appointment at the White House and then briefing your connection, you know, getting that connection on foreign intelligence, and then everything breaks open because of all that hard work that you did. Ultimately, what do you want people to take away from reading your book?
Well, what I want them to take away is that the military intelligence is something that really has a tremendous and profound capability to penetrate into foes that we run into around the world. And mobilizing that, the American forces, is what to really help turn the whole thing around for us in Vietnam.
Yeah, and your hustle and your hard work and being willing to accept the assignment, picking that, doing that, working those contacts, and, you know, rattling the cages in Washington and not giving up on that when it can be so frustrating. And that's how we started talking about the frustration of trying to get heard and getting the story out so that the intelligence was there and the dots could be connected. And you were the ultimate connector. So you can get, again, this book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Terrence MacArthur, what a pleasure to talk to you. The Real Story, Cambodia and South Vietnam, 1953 to 1970. Thank you.
My pleasure, Kate. Thank you.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've been interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Simon Holviero joins us. He's written a book called Faith Under Communism. We had a fascinating conversation off the air about how he grew up, what he had to deal with, and how tough it was to emigrate to the United States, and what changed and what he wants to pass on to people and what they don't understand about communism. Simon, your book is fascinating and the things that you dealt with. Let's talk about the village that you grew up in and what it was like.
Well, I grew up in a village where it was nothing, just a dirt road, because the communists, they don't want to do nothing. Just leave everything like that. They want to force the people to move to the city, not to live in the villages. And was very low life. That's why the people doesn't like it.
But in this remote village, you talk about not even no electricity, right, at one point?
No. No, they bring electricity like in 65, 70, but in our home, they don't let us to connect to the electricity because we was Christian, and the Secret Service said, your house is lighted by Jesus, and you don't need our electricity. And after 10 years, when I put the paper, I said, I want to go to America, and they give in to us electricity.
Wow. So when you said you wanted to leave, they decided they would put it back in the house.
Yes, because that's what I put the discrimination. It's illegal for a Christian to have electricity in the house. We have all connection. We pay everything. It was like $30,000. And the Secret Service said that you're never going to have electricity in your house. Call Jesus to give you some electricity. When I put the paper, and they was very mad, and fast they said, okay, you have electricity, you don't have to go in America. I said, thank you. I decide to go in America. And start the trouble and fight and everything. They said, it's easy for us to kill you. You're never going to see America.
Wow, how frightening was that? Because you wanted to get to the U.S., and how scary was it to try to do that and worry about your family and worry about your safety?
Oh, I know. They told us lots of times, we're going to kill you. And I told them, it's not a big deal. I'm not going to be the first one. They kill lots of people. And I told them, I don't change my mind. I want to go to America, and I don't like the communists like that because they don't let you do nothing. Absolutely, even your offense. If you do it, why you do it? How come you have money? Everybody was poor, very poor, and was nothing. We don't have any store in the village, just a small store and a bar. That's it. Was years and years till the revolution. They don't care about people. They care only to take your money, your tax, your things. You have to give eggs to the city, chickens, hogs, everything. They come and took it from you.
And you talk about going to school and being, you know, persecuted at school, and then when you get out of school, you work as a locksmith. How much did you make as a locksmith a month?
The month was like $75.
Wow.
And we work Saturday too. You have to work, and you have to work one Sunday a month too. For people from office, they don't pay you. Sometimes they pay, sometimes don't. All the time they took hours. We must have like 200 hours working. And they pay us like 180 all the time, 20 hours. They took it to pay people from the office because they don't have money. And with $75 a month to pay the bus, the train, everything was nothing. Lots of people, they crying, and women crying because they can't pay the electricity in the city. In the village, the people doesn't care, but it was very hard. It was no heat in winter time because they don't have money for heating. The life was going bad and bad and bad, and nobody cares.
Why did you write the book? Tell us why you wrote the book.
When I came to America, in that time came in power in the United States, Ronald Reagan. When he became in power here, the communists slowed down because President Reagan was very wild against communists. And he called the Romanian president to stop killing people and don't mess with me. And he slowed down. And they let me come to America. And they said, you can go to America, Simon. We didn't kill you here, but we can kill you over there if you talk about us. And I came to America. I have three kids, two boys and one girl. They grow up. Now they are with family. I have 9 grandkids. And I explained to them about communist, socialist, our work, and why I emigrate, because it was very hard life. And my son is police officer in Gilbert, Arizona. And he said, Dad, why you don't write a book? Because I like my kids. to learn about how is socialism, how you live in socialism. And they insisted to write a book for them. And I did. And now I like everybody to find out the truth about socialism. The socialism doesn't work. Work only for few people who's in power. When I live in communist, a major in secret service said, Simon, it's time for you to be a slave for me. You work and I stay. I don't do nothing. And that's why you are not going to go nowhere, because we need people to work for us. That's the socialism. Some people who's in power have good life, and the rest of them, nothing. Just poor, poor, and they take everything you have from you to control you. And that's why I write the book.
Yeah, and so your family knows and understands it, how other people understand what it was really like. Then when you get to Oregon, you talk about your family and your grandchildren. So thank goodness you pushed, you made that happen, and you've had a good life here in the United States, right?
Yes. I like America. It's a very nice country. It's very clean. I like it's very clean America. If you go in the city, it's clean. The people, they are very educated. Nobody bite with you. Nobody yell to you. Nobody do nothing to me. Even when I don't speak English, I work. And nobody was mad on me or to say something to me. And communism, they are very rude. Everywhere you go, they talk very rude with you. That's why I like America a lot. And I never gonna think to go out, or it's a nice country.
Well, this is a great gift to your children to know more, and also for other people to understand what it's like to understand what it's like to grow up that way, and to have constantly somebody on your back, and knowing that there's so many risks to growing up and to what happens when you speak out. And the book is called Faith Under Communism. Simon Holbier, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, because you take me in the show, and the communists put me in jail 5 times. And even I told them, if I go in jail 20 times, I am not going to quit. That's why I am here in America.
And good for you.
I hope all young people going to read my book, and they going to learn the truth about socialism. I didn't put anything fake in the book. Everything is original, 100%.
Simon, thank you. You can get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thank you.
Thank you very much to take me on the show.
So fascinating story, Simon saying that he wanted to tell a story and he wasn't worried what would happen. You heard him say he was in jail 5 times and the persecution he went through and how he really, really wanted to get to the United States. It is a fascinating read. And it shows you not to take for granted what we have here in the U.S. So we thank him for joining us.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.